Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
A Memphis police officer gunned down Donald Trump, talking about the debate coming up on Thursday and how he doesn't know any other way than to shoot from the hip as life goes on in Trump land and everybody just watches on the sidelines, including Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, who's not too happy that he doesn't get to sit at the big table and be on the primetime stage with the 10 other Republicans. He's in that second group. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a little snapshot of what we're talking about this hour here on ATN. And, you know, we start with the police officer being shot, which is absolutely horrific. You know, we're talking about on Saturday a routine stop that turned into something completely different. And sadly, we've seen this all too often lately. It seems as though I've said this a couple of times where police officers are so the targets, and they, you know, they get that, they know that they're on the line every single time they go out, but to have this cop shot the way he was shot in a just what looked to be a nothing kind of stop, a car that was parked illegally, turns out he may have interrupted something to do with drugs. Although in the car, all that was found in the car was a minuscule amount of marijuana. But a suspect, at least identified for now, who shot and killed Officer Sean Bolton. And his family now just has to wrestle with the grief, the horrible feeling that he might have interrupted a drug transaction when he came across this Mercedes that was illegally parked on a Memphis street on Saturday night. And that's how it happened. He had his spotlight on. He went to the car, confronted by the passenger who shot him a bunch of times after a little bit of a struggle. And we're talking about 1.7 grams of marijuana. I like that the police director in Memphis, Tony Armstrong, didn't hold back. He said he's a coward. You gunned down, you murdered a police officer for less than 2 grams of marijuana. You literally destroyed a family. Good for him. Good for him for doing that. And now they do have somebody under arrest, and this is somebody who has been in trouble before, 29-year-old Tremaine Wilburn. They believe he's the shooter, so he's in custody. He's actually on a supervised release for a bank robbery. That doesn't do anything, though, to bring Bolton back and to ease the pain of that family. Just incredibly, incredibly tragic to have it happen, to have that happen. Again, unbelievable. Donald Trump is the other story I think that people are still fascinated with. And I guess it's because the Trumpster, you know, he's plain speaking. That's the deal. He just says what he feels like saying because he has the money to say it. He doesn't have to suck up to certain PACs or certain people because his money is running the show. How far will the show go, though? How far will it go? Right now, he's thumping everybody for what it's worth. And like I said, he has a trip on the main stage coming up on Thursday, so he was good enough to make that. What do you think? Would you vote for Trump? Would you really vote for Trump over any other politician right now that's in the mix? I'm hearing more people say that they're taking him seriously, that he's not just a sort of a clown car. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
You did it to me again.
I did?
Yeah, last time I called in, it was between Hillary and Trump. I said, no, no. Remember?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. It could come down to that. I mean, I don't know. Jeb Bush is who they want, and there is ways to finagle things, so maybe there'll be some finagling going on.
No, 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 no. I don't mind hearing Trump running, but Hillary, no, 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 no.
Well, here's what you want.
Has she dug her grave yet?
No. Everybody says that, but she's Teflon. It's so hard to see that, but when you talk to people who are part of the Hillary machine, it's an unstoppable, unflappable, undeniable push to make her that candidate.
I know.
I mean, you and I agree that it's ridiculous. Like, it seems like the Clintons, they just can push everything aside. You know, they're finding on her server that, of course, they're finding that there was information that shouldn't have been on her server, and because she didn't care and she didn't do the protocol of having an address from the State Department, so now all that's unfolding, but it's not going to stick to her. Not enough that it knocks her out of the game.
How many crimes does she have to commit?
She has to murder someone, basically, to not be in the race.
I don't think, the way it's going, I think she can get away with that.
Ah, just crazy.
But I did email what I was going to talk to you about. You have to look for it.
Okay, I will.
You got it, but it's pretty important. It's kind of hilarious. I guess I can end this with the true or false thing. First off, Kate, it did. My weatherman said it did. Somewhere in the world, like the alcoholics say, it's 12 o'clock somewhere. Anyhow, it did somewhere in the world get up to 158-degree heat indices.
Wow, 158, can you imagine that? What would that be like?
But it was over in Saudi Arabia, somewhere in there. He announced it this week, you know. It was a heat indice now of about 158. And
wow.
A cell phone, I think you ought to look more into that, because I think more people are getting brain aneurysms than worse because being so upset about being dropped and can't get what they want out of the phone. You know, I gave up on the doggone things because I ain't got nothing to worry about as far as that goes, because every time I go to pick up one, you know, back when I was dating and whatnot, it'd have a dead battery and it'd get the last little vibration out of it.
Yeah, it is pretty scary that your phone could do that. Yeah, the joke. It is scary, though. Isn't it scary that things that, when you think about electronics, I don't know.
Well, it's like you said, your numbers, you know, you don't know when you don't know when you're going to get called, Kate. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
True.
I knew a guy that went to Vietnam, and he was on one of these PT boats up and down, the river, you know, the Mekong or whatever the main river was there. And part of his job was that he had to sit there and stare down inside the radar. Now, them old radars were true CRT screens, and they emitted true radar. And now he's had so many operations that he has no intestines.
Oh.
You see where I'm coming from?
Yes, that is so frightening.
Yeah, well, they blame it because he had to sit there 24 hours. That was his job, staring at the screen as they went up and down the river.
Brutal, grim. All right, thanks for the call. Coming up, it's about the numbers. We can count next on America Tonight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding. Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Once again, welcome to this version of We Can Count. We're going to bounce around in a couple of different directions, including this. Here we go with another data dump. Veterans have learned that the VA hospital dumped patient records with Social Security and personal info on it. This is in South Dakota. So 1,100 patients plus had files that had all those numbers and all that info that were dumped in a trash bin. Who does that? The Rapid City Journal, the paper of record in that area, said that the breach happened at the VA Hot Springs Hospital, and it happened in May, but it wasn't until the end of July that anyone was notified. They say the breach is the most recent in a whole bunch of embarrassing things that have happened to the VA system. Of course, duh, we know that, over all kinds of charges, from the wait times with the doctors in the list, terrible care, and all the bizarre spending at some of these VA hospitals. But finding the files in a dumpster? Boy, thank goodness they found them, though. They say it was on, that they think it's an employee who mistakenly threw them out. Mistakenly did that. Notify all the people and tell them, hey, just so you know, you know, all this stuff was exposed. Luckily, not medical histories, but everything else. You know, Senator John Thune from South Dakota said that the breach demonstrates gross mismanagement. Yeah, that's an understatement. I can think of lots of ways to describe that. So there's like 19,000 veterans that live in South Dakota. And certainly we've seen this story that's been played out in some other places as well. I just don't get it. I just do not get it. All right, how about the families of these Florida teenagers missing at sea? Sadly, we know that they found the capsized boats, and I can't imagine being a parent and getting that call, first of all, when they were missing, and immediately the Coast Guard jumped on it. But Perry Cohen and Austin Stefanos have been now missing for so long, the Coast Guard called off the search and rescue. They're suspending it. They suspended it a couple of days ago. So there was a GoFundMe account that was put up for private planes and boat fuel and resources to still try to go after the boys. That account now has $450,000 in it. So a lot of people really feeling for these kids and donating 50, 60, 90 bucks. But, I mean, they already offered $100,000 for anyone who could find the two 14-year-olds, but they haven't, you know, they've covered tens of thousands of square miles. They came up with nothing, so they were out in the Atlantic, and they could be anywhere. It wasn't an inlet where they were. You know, if they were just on the bay or something, and once they found the boat, that spelled some pretty bad news, I think, for those kids. And it is sad. It is. I guess, you know, it's a good lesson about the dangers of water and thinking, which was constantly repeated, hey, they're great boaters. Well, we've seen grown men who've gone out fishing who didn't come back because something happened, a rogue wave, something else. They didn't have enough life jackets. They didn't have a way to survive being missing for so long, whatever it might be. I just hope there's some closure for those families. That's what I hope. How about this one? The Nigerian troops have rescued 178 people from Boko Haram, from the camps. You know, we're hearing about these terrible things that have happened to some peeps because of the horrific things that happened there, frankly. And any rescue is good. They destroyed a bunch of camps, and this we're talking about Islamic extremists in the northeast part of the country. So they freed a lot of children, a lot of women, and a handful of men, too. The Nigerian Air Force reported killing a large number of militants in repelling an attack on a village about 30 miles southwest of the Army Ops. And that's, like I said, that's good news that they were able to rescue those kids, as women, anybody, because of what they had at these sites. They had massive amounts of weapons and ammunition and all kinds of things. And Boko Haram is a group that is incredibly dangerous. You know, we focus so much on ISIS, and then we go from there, Al-Qaeda again. But don't leave out Boko Haram, because they are slaughterers, too, and they stop at nothing to get what they want, just a different version of terror. This has to be terrifying, even though it's a yearly event. The monsoons always take the lives of too many people. They're saying the monsoon rains killed more than 90 people in India that in the past week, and has forced certainly tens of thousands of people to be set up in a relief camp somewhere because they need shelter. And West Bengal has been one of the worst places that was hit. 48 people died there. 20 people were swept away by a landslide that flattened 10 homes in a little village. And the monsoon season in India, like I said, this is an occurrence that happens every single year, June through September. And there's always deaths, and there's always damage to homes and food crops. It's just what they know they have to deal with every single year. There's going to be a monsoon. How bad is it going to be? When is it going to happen? You know, all that kind of stuff. This is interesting. I wonder if people would watch this or not, especially in an era where you got to come up with really clever things to catch people's attention in the 140-character world, especially when it comes to, you know, we're talking about television. How many of you remember One Day at a Time or, you know, Archie Bunker, any of those kinds of shows? Norman Lear is working apparently on a Hispanic version of One Day at a Time. You know, Lear is 93 years old, but here he is working. He said he loves the idea because he doesn't see enough of that representation. And, of course, he's the subject of a documentary that's coming up in 2016 of all, I mean, he produced so many television shows. But Lear's last sitcom was in 1994, and it was 704 Houser. 704 Houser was the last thing they worked on ever. I don't know much about that. I never saw that. But, you know, people always go to him for comments on all kinds of things. And it's funny, he says that he gets labeled as a lefty, but he's not really a lefty. That he goes in a lot of different directions. He said, I think of myself as a bleeding heart conservative who is intent on seeing the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights protected. How about that? Wow. So it's not always what you think it is. And it's interesting that, you know, he came up with this concept. You know, there certainly are other shows out there portraying Hispanic families, but the population shift, we'll probably see many more of those, I'm assuming. Malaysia is trying to help in finding more possible MH370 debris. This is significant. Last week, there was a break in this missing plane. Again, that goes back to that closure thing where people didn't know what happened to the 777. It just vanished. So now they're saying that they would seek any help from territories near the island where a piece of the missing Malaysian airline jet was discovered because they want to find more plane debris. A new piece of debris was found on Sunday on the French island of Reunion, which is in the western Indian Ocean, but it turned out to be a ladder, and they say it doesn't belong to the plane. They thought that for sure they had that. So they're trying to alert anyone, look for anything with a plane and on any of these islands near where we found the piece that we found. A wing flap suspected to be from that Malaysian Flight 370 was found on Reunion, and it arrived Saturday at a French military testing place where they're going to analyze it to make sure that this is what it is. To make sure that that's what they're looking at is actually a piece of that plane. They're hoping, I'm sure, in a way, because of the families that are reaching out still. And again, that would be some sort of closure. So we'll see. We'll see if they find more pieces of it. All right, stay with us. We're turning the page, and I'll jump there with you on the next side.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tonight we have Manai Tafari with us. He's an attorney who is involved in a very big case in New York. I'm going to jog everyone's memory. Do you remember the story of Nick Hillary? He's the father of five kids whose life has really been toppled since 2011. There was a 12-year-old boy, Garrett Phillips, who was killed, who lost his life, and Nick Hillary is charged with murdering the 12-year-old inside the Phillips home. Phillips was found strangled and suffocated. Now, here's the other part to this, and Manai will talk more about this, but a police lieutenant and a former police chief said under oath that there was no evidence tying the former Clarkson University soccer coach, Nick Hillary, to the killing of the 12-year-old boy, but yet this case continues to go on and on and on, and all of this balancing act, think of 2011, has been in the wind since then. So Manai Tafari is a New York City-based criminal defense attorney specializing with parole issues and immigration law. And it's interesting because Tafari himself knows what this is like, born and raised in rural Jamaica. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time. This story did get a lot of publicity. What's the latest? What's happening now here with Nick?
Well, the latest is that Mr. Hillary is currently in Potsdam, New York. He's basically living in a community that has been poisoned against him for the last 4 years. Now, just a little background on this case. This case took place in October of 2011, and immediately within an hour of this crime being committed, police officers were already at Mr. Hillary's home. Now, what should also be known is that Mr. Hillary has two alibi witnesses who place him elsewhere during the time of the crime. Also, police found DNA evidence on the victim, actually under the victim's fingernail, that they tested against Mr. Hillary's DNA, and it did not match. So if we take the police officer's word and we take the actual forensic DNA reports, science has already exonerated Mr. Hillary. Mr. Hillary's two alibi witnesses have already exonerated Mr. Hillary, but yet this case is scheduled to go to trial on November 30th.
Yeah, so you as an attorney, and you look at this, wow, and as you said, in November, what do you have to do here? There has to be, you have to be a little bit nervous about this if you look at the potential here for the jurors and the balancing, like I said, the balancing act that is now what's happened to him.
Correct. Well, in a case like this, you can either become jaded or you could be inspired. And I believe that people of good conscience everywhere understand that this cannot happen. There is police videotape that was taken of Mr. Hillary the day after this murder. And in the affidavit that was used to secure a search warrant for Mr. Hillary, the police officer stated that Mr. Hillary had a significant limp the day after the murder, and they used the videotape to say this. However, this videotape is posted on truthfornickhillary.com, and anyone could go there and view the videotape for themselves and see that not only does Mr. Hillary not have a significant limp, he has no limp at all. And the point I'm trying to make here is that if Mr. Hillary goes to trial based on fabricated evidence, you will have a fabricated verdict. And that's why we're calling for people of good conscience to really take a look at this case and see for yourself what's really going on here.
Yeah, so as you say, that people of good conscience, how do you do that? Obviously, you come on shows like this one, but what else do you do to rattle the roofs and sort of raise the volume on this story? Because as you know, we live in a 140-character world, and people are zooming all over the place, and it's easy to have that get lost in the middle of everything that's going on.
Well, that is correct, and that's why we encourage people to go to truthfornickhillary.com. There's a whole lot more about this case, but if you go to truthfornickhillary.com, you will see ways in which you can help. Mr. Hillary personally is a Christian. He's only requested that people pray for him. However, we understand that for this fight, we will need a little bit more than prayers. So there are ways that the public can help, the public can get involved and support this man, because he is an innocent man. And what the takeaway from this is that if this can happen to Mr. Hillary, this can happen to you, and this can happen to your son or your daughter. And when someone has two alibi witnesses and there's no physical evidence connecting them to a crime, they should not be charged with murder in the United States of America.
We're speaking with Manai Tafari, and he is a criminal defense attorney. We're talking about Nick Hillary's case, which comes up to trial in November. What has this done to his family? I briefly mentioned that he's got five children.
He does. He actually has three children under the age of five. He has a five-year-old boy and also two-year-old twins. As far as they're concerned, it's a little bit easier because I don't believe they grasp the ugliness of what's going on. However, he does have a daughter who's 18 years old and a son who's 14. And during their formative years, they've had to live in a community that thinks their father is a murderer. And rumors that have been spread about him have caused his children to be bullied in school. His daughter actually received a scholarship to Clarkson University, where he was a former coach. And that scholarship was taken away as soon as her father was charged. So this has affected more than just Mr. Hillary. It's affected young children here, and I think that's a very sad part of the story. And the saddest part of the story is that a young boy died, and there's no justice for him.
Yeah, and that was my next question. So has it just been, okay, this is the guy, we're going to go through this trial process, and this case is done because we've got our guy, he was charged, etc., and we're not looking at anything else?
Well, that's a big part of it, actually. The police found their man, and then they attempted to figure out the facts to make it fit, as opposed to going where the facts lead you. Now, on truthfornickhillary.com, you will see much more information on this case, and you will see that there were other suspects who work in law enforcement who actually participated in the investigation of this case. And once people realize that, you understand that there's something going on here that's quite ugly and quite unfortunate and unjust.
Yeah, when you go back again and you look at this, and one thing that we should mention is when you look at Nick Hillary, he has a civil rights lawsuit pending against the Potsdam Police Department that was initiated, what, 2.5 years or something before? And do you think that has anything to play into this, because before he was charged with the murder?
Well, immediately when this murder took place, Mr. Hillary's face was leaked in newspapers to the public. And I believe when Mr. Hillary did his civil rights lawsuit, he was basically coming out to say, look, I did not do this, and I'm going to fight to protect my good name. Now, it should be understood that the district attorney that was in office for 6 years before this murder took place did not bring Mr. Hillary's case to a grand jury. She looked at the case, and I would assume there's no evidence tying Mr. Hillary, so it wasn't brought. The current DA ran for office based entirely on this unsolved murder. And the current DA stated that she would arrest and charge the perpetrator before she even got into office. And within 5 months of this district attorney assuming office, she took a grand jury out on Mr. Hillary. So this has been a political case from the get-go. Political careers have been made on this case, and people are looking to further political careers by convicting an innocent man.
Yeah, Manai, as you said, the thing that's scary here is for people listening across the country, certainly there's people in the Northeast that hear America Tonight, but for other people listening, the scary thing here is what you said, is that there was no DNA evidence, none of that stuff, nothing that could connect him, no physical evidence to, sadly, the boy's tragic death, and then somebody else is also roaming around. And if this could happen to him, as you're saying, this could happen to anyone, and that's the scary thing, isn't it?
Correct. And I would just also add, because it's a very important thing to understand, this indictment, the murder indictment, has previously been dismissed. And in the first dismissal, which is also available on truthinthehillary.com, the judge cited that the prosecutor used her own opinion and poisoned the grand jury in order to get the first indictment. So this case has already been dismissed against Mr. Hillary, but undeterred, this prosecutor, who understands that her political career is based on this case, brought another indictment against Mr. Hillary, and that is the case that will be going to trial in November. But again, if people really look at this case and not take my word for it, but actually go and do their own research and trust science, trust DNA evidence, trust fingerprint evidence, and trust an alibi that's been threatened with charges himself and will not change his story. When you take all these facts into consideration, you understand that an innocent man is being framed for the death of an innocent boy.
Yeah, Manai, last one. Since you're working so closely, obviously you're working on the case as Nick's federal criminal attorney, how are his spirits during this whole thing? Because this has gone on for so long.
It's gone on quite long, and Mr. Hillary is a very spiritual person. He's a Christian. He attends church every Sunday. And he's being prosecuted by the biggest county in New York, but he understands that when truth is on your side, you could stand against the universe. And he's undaunted in his stand for justice. And he also understands that by this fight, he has the ability to help other people who will be similarly situated and who don't have lawyers and who don't have the resources he has or the platform he has to fight this injustice.
Yeah. All right. Good luck with your case. And certainly we'll send people there and we'll keep an eye on it and have you back on. Manai Tafari, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you enjoying America Tonight? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. America Tonight has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/KD. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hello, I'm Kate Delaney, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/KD. That's gcnlive.com/KD.
I got health insurance that only works if I die. Oh, what if I live? America's when there's no words left to say it all like a kid.
We talked about this issue for so long. Every single year we go to Washington and we look at what's going on with health care and Obamacare. And the thing that always keeps coming back is, what is the solution? What is the solution? What is there to do to counteract what is now this policy in place that's frankly not working for how many people? How often do we talk about what's happening with the middle class? So check this out. Our pals from the National Center for Public Policy Research proposed a 5-point plan for repealing Obamacare and, here's the big part, replacing it with a free market alternative. Dr. David Hochberg joins us. He's a senior fellow and healthcare policy analyst at the National Center for Public Policy Research. He's part of that whole think tank thing. David, thanks for joining us on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
So you and I have talked about this before, and I remember the first time I ever asked you about, okay, so what else can we do? And you came up with some great solutions, and some of them have been fleshed out a little bit in this 5-point plan. So let's talk about the plan. What do you think is the number one thing that can easily happen that the Republicans could jump onto and do?
Sure, and I also need to give a lot of credit to my boss, Amy Ridenour, because a lot of these ideas were hers as well, not just mine. Well, hey, look, it's a matter of, you know, like Margaret Thatcher once said, you know, first you win the argument, then you win the vote. And especially with something as complicated as healthcare policy, it's vital that Republicans actually do something to try to educate the American people people about, one, what's wrong with Obamacare, and two, what can replace it. Let's just start with one of the basic things they could do is they could hold a lot more hearings on, you know, problems with Obamacare and alternatives for free market reforms. You know, there's no shortage of Obamacare problems they could focus on. And as far as free market reforms go, I think that would be a particularly good idea because, you know, let's face it, the GOP has not coalesced around a single plan yet or even, you know, a basic set of ideas for free market reform. And, you know, holding hearings with different experts talking about the different congressional plans, what is likely to work, what might not work as well, you know, so well, would be a great way to start getting Republicans, especially on Capitol Hill, to talk, you know, to thinking about, you know, where they can come together and coalesce around you know, a single plan. The other thing, you know, is that they need to start, you know, holding, you know, more town hall meetings when they can. You know, Republicans, you know, once they have, you know, some ideas for reform, they need to go out and start, you know, talking to their constituents about it. You know, that's a simple thing that they can do. You know, we also suggest that the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader appoint what we're calling a healthcare working group, where you know, they have some members of Congress that they trust and are committed to repealing Obamacare and replacing it. Each member would be an expert on a specific facet of healthcare reform. And they could act as a sounding board for the leadership. They could also, you know, they would be sort of the go-to people for when the Republicans need to engage with the news media on healthcare reform. So those are some of the things that, you know, we've suggested, and you know, we're going to be pushing this some more here in the future, and hopefully we can get some members of Congress to take notice.
Yeah, David, it's interesting because as I started off in saying, what about the solutions? We have a debate coming up on August 6th, and you know, healthcare always comes up, but there's never anything really specific or something to gravitate toward, I think, that would make a difference for some of these people that are, number one, running. And I love your idea about having the experts. So everybody has a leg of this, and it's much easier when you parcel it down because there's so many moving parts, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you could have, you know, a couple members who know specifically about the problems of Obamacare. You could have others that could talk about, you know, if, let's say, tax credits is the way we want to go for helping people fund health care and buy health insurance. You could have one or two, an expert on that. You could have another expert on how we change the employer-based health care system. You could have another one who is able to talk about out-of-state competition. You know, these are things that, you know, the health care working group like that would be you know, it's a great way to get, to engage the debate, to have people with expertise. And then, you know, when a member says, look, I've got to go on my local press, I've got to go on, you know, I got to go talk to my constituents, can you give me a couple of pointers on this, on these matters? And, you know, they have a working group that they can go to.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? The other thing that you say, and one of the things that Amy Ridenour said, who you mentioned, your boss, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy, I love that she said this, that transparency is the enemy of bad legislation. Isn't that the truth? Because we keep hearing that the Obama administration is transparent, and even the most liberal of my friends that covers the White House says this is the problem. They're not transparent. And so transparency would really help, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, you don't want to end up with another instance of, you know, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, the Republicans would need to commit to making this process as transparent as possible. You know, be very upfront about what you're doing in each part of the legislation. Also, try to keep the legislation as short as possible, not, you know, a 2,000-page bill, you know, a 200-page bill at most. And just be as transparent as possible. You know, obviously, you know, members are going to talk behind closed doors at times, and that's understandable. But you're going to have to commit yourself to letting people know, you know, what transpired behind the closed doors, you know. And then that is, you know, not easy to do, but, you know, if you want to distinguish yourself, one, from what this administration and the Democrats did, and two, keep the trust of the American people in this process, that's what you're going to have to do. That is what true transparency requires.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth. All right, Dr. David Hochberg, thanks so much. National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll see where this 5-point action plan goes. I love it. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right, so just to flesh this out a little bit more, you heard about the 5-point action plan that Hochberg suggested. It's interesting because that's what I said at the top. If it is about coming up with solutions, then I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever label anybody wants to throw out there who is on the Hill and is batting about the possibility of some other things. I think the idea of holding the weekly hearings on the key health issues is important. Why not? I've said this all the time. Shouldn't you have a big, giant blackboard in your office and here are the top things, not all the little picky things that we're working on? Focus on some of the bigger things and break it down. The town hall meetings, because then let's hear from everybody. If people think it's working, let's hear what's working. Let's hear what's not working. Let's hear what's really going on in the healthcare system. Let's learn what you and I have to say. Let's hear what the public has to say. Remember, those town hall meetings right before the plan was passed, when nobody really even knew what was in it. I mean, I'll never forget this. This was one of the crazy things. There were some members of Congress who went out, but then they couldn't answer the specific questions. Now we've got the system in place, so let's talk about it. And especially, too, I think that's what's really strong is have every member become an expert. So, like, in other words, there's one aspect of the Health Care Reform Act that you know. There's something that you know like the back of your hand, so you can talk about it, and you get it. You're focusing on that one piece. Certainly there are enough people on the Hill that that could happen very, very easily. Instead of standing around and just answering back, it's terrible, it doesn't work, it's you know, we need to repeal it, but yet we have no suggestions. How about some meaty suggestions? So I love the fact that they took a stab at this and threw it out there that, okay, here's a 5-point plan. Here's how you can evaluate, here's how you could repeal, here's how you could replace it, and then come up with something better, because in that research you would come up with something better. And that's what it's about. If you talk to people in passing the healthcare legislation, because it was a long time coming and nothing happened, the answer is, well, we had to throw something in there, boom, we got it passed, it's a miracle, and now we're taking it apart. But that part isn't happening. That isn't happening. There is no sounding board. We need a sounding board in D.C., for goodness sake. So I love it. I love the idea of throwing up solutions, for sure. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.